Hi, I'm Lisa Baker, and I am an integrative nutrition health coach and kitchen coach, and my conversation today is with Carl Gunderson, a friend of mine who is a holistic personal trainer, and his company is called Simply Holistic Fitness. So welcome, Carl. Thanks for talking today.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
So your practice is called Simply Holistic Fitness, and I would love for you to tell me a little bit about how you came to name it that, and what the words mean to you, simply and holistic and fitness.
Right. Well, I am the holistic personal trainer, and that's how I started out. The holistic is that I work with my clients, you know, mind, body, spirit. So when we're balanced in our mind, body, spirit, we return to our wellness. So, or our center, and the simply is that we can make things as complex as we want. We can make things as simple as we want, and typically things that are simple sometimes to be more attracted to. You know, the simplicity of life, the Zen, you know, if you will, of life. We can make life very complex in our thoughts and our words and our actions. We can also simplify our life so that we can stay centered and balanced and healthy.
So it's sort of like simply, the voluntary simplicity movement.
Right.
Choosing to be simple. Yeah, I love
choosing
that.
To be simple. So, you know, just like if you wanted to think about like feng shui, you know, things, everything having, you know, a purpose, an intent, and a place in your space. So, and being aware of that. And then the fitness comes from the personal training side of that, being that our body, to take good care of our body in which our spirit is housed in for, you know, a short period of time here on planet Earth.
I love that. Yeah. Spiritual beings on a physical journey.
Yeah.
Or a spiritual and a spiritual one.
So, and I think the thing is with that, I'm a big follower of Deepak Chopra, and one of his soul healing, you know, affirmations, he refers to our body as the garden of our soul. And I really love the way that that comes across, because that's how I see our bodies, being that they are the garden of our soul. And so, to me, you know, for most people, we're born healthy, and we were created to be healthy and to be bright and beautiful and whole, and holism being balanced in our mind, body, spirit. So, to me, it's a real shame and sadness when I see, you know, I guess you could refer to it almost like desecrating our bodies, you know, just because in part we're not connected to our bodies. And my own life experience has been that. So I speak from experience, knowing what it's like not to take good care of my body. I also know what it's like to take good care of my body. So, and that's how I'm able to also really help my clients, because I come from a place of having compassion and empathy and understanding of what they may be going through. Not that I have walked exactly in their shoes, but I have walked in the shoes of not being connected to my physical body, not being connected to my emotional self, and not being connected to my spiritual or higher self.
Say more about that, because you and I have talked about your own health journey, and it's a pretty interesting one. definitely started out not being where you are now. So tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, well, all through my life, you know, just as a young person, I was very active in skiing. I loved downhill skiing, alpine. I was a competitive swimmer from the age of 10 through, you know, high school, 17, 18 years old. Excelled in competitive swimming. You know, I played minor league baseball. I was just very active as a young person, and then. You know, went to college, went to Michigan State, earned my four-year degree in marketing communications, got married, had a family, you know, built a home, had some kids, and kind of fell into the routine, which many people do, of, you know, it's basically you give your life to your work and to your family, and then whatever's left over you give to yourself, and without putting a priority on yourself. And so I was very successful in sales and marketing for a number of a number of manufacturing companies, should I say. But and so, you know, I did a lot of traveling. I did a lot of dining and entertaining and, you know, eating late, eating out late and things like that. And my body, you know, ended up taking a toll from that lifestyle. And I really lost touch of myself. You know, having been before, you know, being a swimmer and skiing and things like that, and my two beautiful daughters, when they were younger, and even still today, they ride horses competitively. And, you know, it's, I often talk to my clients about this, is don't sit on the sidelines just watching your kids, which is great. You know, also have your own activities, things that you like to do, whatever that may be, that are physically active. Maybe it's going for a walk, maybe it's swimming, you know, whatever it is, the activity is not so much relevant as it is you doing it consistently, you know, and most days of the week than not. So for me, you know, how I found myself being in a very unhealthy situation. And and then through some life experiences of going through divorce and then career change, I wanted to bring myself back to center. And it's like for many men and women now, when we're out of balance, you know, and our career is everything, or the marriage, and then both of those things, for in my instance, took a downturn. And so I found myself having to pull myself back up from my bootstraps, you know, and I started with what I knew, which I enjoyed, which was walking, and then walking led to jogging. Jogging led to me going into the gym and starting swimming again. And after I started swimming, I saw all the fitness equipment, and I used to work out with the machines, but I hadn't done that in many years, so I hired a personal trainer. The personal trainer, you know, taught me the tools and how to do exercise, right, and diet and nutrition and everything I needed to get myself back in shape, physically, that is. And and then from there, quite candidly, I was spending so much time in the gym, you know, 6 days a week. People would come up to me and ask me if I was a personal trainer. So that's how. I called them my angels.
So you were
actually
a gym rat.
I was like, those were my angels. My angels were coming up to me, and I was like, well, maybe I should be a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that answers the question, but I mean,
that does, and that's really interesting. You know. It actually touches on something that I very often talk about with clients, which is, you think that there is a specific place that you're headed, but are you open to what the universe might be telling you? Because you may not be headed where you think you are, or you're headed there, but the route is going to be completely different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and that's kind of where I come into the holism of that, because for most people, they recognize that when they lose their job or a career change, downsize, right-sizing, whatever, or a relationship, they feel something is missing within them. And so they recognize that, wow, you know, I have kind of let myself go here in some areas. So then they start working on themselves, typically physically. And, you know, but there's only so far that you can go physically. And knowing that you can bring yourself back to center and be physically strong, healthy. But if our mindset and our relationship with ourself is only centered on our physical body, then we're in for a long road, you know, of suffering, really, because our bodies will deteriorate over time, over age, same with our minds. And so that's why it's important to recognize the emotional side and how we view ourselves. So our body image is very important. But it's not to be meant to be everything. There's also our emotional self, how we take good care of ourselves emotionally, nurturing ourselves, our relationship with ourselves, which then has an outer reflection to our relationship with others, because the others are just a reflection of ourselves. So, and then also our spiritual connection. So I also help my clients make that spiritual connection, whether that's through, you know, whether that's through a religion or some may be from a spiritual, more of a spiritual side. So I kind of, you know, I work with a lot of different clients and however they connect to spirit. So, you know, whether that's through Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, you know, you know, shamanism, you know, but I think that's important to recognize or to be aware of something that's greater than ourselves, so a higher power.
Right. Yeah. When in integrative nutrition health coaching, we talk about that as one of the primary foods. Like, yeah, we can eat and we can drink, and those are sort of secondary to all these things called primary foods, which include a spiritual practice. Like, if you don't have a fulfilling spiritual practice, you're actually not being nourished on a holistic level.
Right. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the modalities that you use, because I know that you are a personal trainer, but to a lot of people that means, you know, gym rat lifting weights. So say more about what sort of modalities you include.
Right. So, you know, some of the categories of my business of Simply Holistic Fitness, I'm a certified personal trainer through ACE, American Council of Exercise. I'm a certified yoga instructor through YogaFit USA. I also am an energy healer, educator, and that working within the chakras, chakra being the Sanskrit word meaning wheels, so our wheels of life, which are spiritual vortexes of energy, which we all have. We have 7 primary ones, but we have more than that, and up to 150 different meridian lines of energy. So I work with these lines of energy to heal people. And then I also work with... as a nutritional advocate. I'm not a dietitian or a nutritionist, but I work with a company by the name of Juice Plus, which is a manufacturer, marketer, distributor of basically fruits and vegetables, if you will, crushed up in a capsule, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Dehydrated. So... And they also have a line of nutritional products called Complete, which are, you know, your macronutrition, you know, your healthy carbs, fats, proteins in a powder. And then they have some, you know, an energy bar. And then they also have something really super neat, which is a... vertical aeroponic tower garden where you can grow
up
to 28.
This is the part I love.
Yeah, I know.
This is the real fruits and vegetables, not the dried crust.
Yeah,
this is the real
fruits and vegetables, yeah, that you can grow yourself in without soil. So this is a really unique patented product. And the thing that I love about it, and that's how I really came to know of Juice Plus, was that my sister, who's a holistic pediatrician, Dr. Susan McCready, MD, who has her own practice here in Ann Arbor, had one of these tower gardens. And I just thought, wow, this is really cool to grow my own fruits and vegetables. Is it hard? And she was like, not really. You just got to put the water in it, and there's tonic that you put in it. You plug it in the wall. And it just grows
your
own
tower garden with your
Juice
Plus
So those are some of the things that some of my areas that I work with my clients, because obviously if you're coming to me for health and wellness, diet and nutrition and the food that we put into our body to me is critical. And for most people, you know, we're not able to get enough fruits and vegetables in our diet. Most people get 1 to 2 servings, where we need 7 to 13 and or more. And especially if you're exercising, you need even more than that. And sometimes you hear that from people that exercise, oh, I can eat whatever I want. Yes, you can, but that also has a detriment to your body. So not just physically, but internally. So, you know, I try to help people. I think most people recognize that they'd like to do better with their health and wellness. It's just a matter of helping them set the priority, have a plan, empower them, coach them, incent them, motivate them, and be there for them. And that's really where, you know, it comes into the coaching. But there is a lot of training and education and bringing people into awareness that really your health and wellness is your responsibility. And I know you and I talked about that before because we cannot rely on our government. You know, when I was growing up,
they're not looking out for us.
It's like, oh, you know, it's FDA approved or, you know, it's organic or it's this or that. But, you know, it doesn't really mean much anymore. So we have to take responsibility for our health. And one of my favorite quotes is from Dr. Andrew Saul, who says, "You are your best doctor." And that's how I look at it. We are our best doctor. So, you know,
In my
Western
training,
medicine,
we're taught that the body basically knows how to heal itself, but we've just forgotten how to listen to those.
Oh,
messages.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, your body will gravitate towards what you want, what you need. I guess the best example of that is, you know, very often when a woman is pregnant, she'll crave things or she'll just be really revolted by stuff. And it's like, that's your body. And for some reason at that time, we tend to listen to ourselves. But then we just go back to, oh, well, you know, I don't know why I'm sick. So we've been talking about all this on a sort of macro level. What I would like to know is, like, getting down to a little more of the practical aspect, what does a day in the life of Carl Gunderson look like? How do you actually live daily life in alignment with your calling, with your purpose here on Earth?
Yeah, good question. I'm glad that you asked that because I really
I just love
my
to know people's routines for self-care. self-care, so...
You know, I try to really walk my talk, you know, I live my life purpose, you know, to be a product of the product. So, and I think you do that the same, you know what I mean? You do the same. So, I mean, my day typically starts, I'm typically up at about 6:30, 7 o'clock. I practice yoga every morning for myself, my own practice, most mornings, and I practice something called Bikram yoga, which is hot yoga, where the room is 105 degrees, 40% humidity, 26 asanas that we do in the same sequence every time. And for me, I absolutely love it. And it's a very disciplined style practice of yoga. There's 195 different types of yoga. But then, you know, I do my own practice in the morning. Then I'll come home. I'll make myself a healthy breakfast. I love having my tower garden, going out and getting fresh kale and herbs. Mm. You know, my big thing is all the spices that I love to add to my meals. I cook clean with whole real food, you know, buying non-GMO or organic food, and then typically after that, then I'll have 2 or 3 yoga classes that I'm teaching throughout the day. So I might teach there's many different styles of yoga that I teach, some of them that are hatha yoga. I teach, kids yoga. I teach. I have a corporate account where I teach yoga to women with addictions, because yoga is a modality to help people empower themselves, and women with addictions and men with addictions. But this is for women. Are typically out of balance in their solar plexus, called Manipura, where our personal power and control is. And then they're also typically blocked in their crown chakra, connecting to God, Source, Universe. So I help them understand their energy centers, and we practice specific yoga postures that help them with three primary challenges most people with addictions have, which is depression, anxiety, insomnia. So I teach them specific asanas, postures that they can do to help them in those areas. And then I also teach, senior chair yoga, gentle yoga, and one-on-one yoga. You know, I have clients that will come to my home studio that are not able right now to maybe take a gentle yoga class that after seeing their physical therapist, maybe they had a knee replacement, hip replacement, an injury to their back or something. I'll work with their physical therapist and work with the routines that they have to make sure they're doing them correctly and or teach them a flow that they can do themselves where their body is physically. Because that's like one thing you don't want to do, and I hear that all the time, is where someone will come into a class and, you know, they end up hurting themselves or not knowing they come into a class that's above their capability. And if the class is too big and the yoga instructor is inexperienced, they may not be able to give them the right cues or the attention that they need. And then, you know, you can end up hurting yourself. So, you know, it's important to be careful with that. I typically do that. Then I also do personal training. Like yesterday I had a in-home session with a client I am helping him open up his energy centers. He's in one of my classes. I teach yoga for anxiety and depression. He's going through a relationship change and helping him understand his energy centers and how he can open these through nature therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, reflexology, yoga, and the metaphysical properties of crystals. So I might have a session like that. I have my own relationship with my time. You know, I like to take my dog typically for a walk. I'm big into personal development, so listening to audiobooks on tape. So I love listening to like Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer. I like listening to Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, you know, things that to improve and to increase my awareness that also helps me to become a better person and then also be able to better help my clients as I serve them.
You are like a renaissance man. It's just amazing to listen to all the things that you do.
I started out as, you know, and I still do personal training, you know, and group fitness. But we were talking about this before. It's kind of more of a health and wellness coach, you know, because I do work with dietitians, nutritionists. You know, I'm looking forward to your upcoming book, which I already pre-ordered, so I'm excited about that.
I hear you RSVP yesterday at our meeting? Are you coming to the party?
I am, yes. I did RSVP.
I'm going to put you down.
Put me down. Yes, definitely put me down.
That's what I love about our networking group, which is, by the way, if anybody's interested, it's a wonderful organization called CirrusNet. And if you're living in Southeast Michigan, there's probably a group near you. But what I love about our group, the Tuesday 1 p.m. group, if you're interested, is that if you look at the list of people in there, there are so many holistic health and wellness practitioners, and yet none of us step on each other's toes. None of us gets in the way. It's such a spirit of collaboration rather than competition, which is great.
Absolutely. Well, so I think the thing that's cool about that is it just shows the level of awareness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's just different eyes. There's different lenses.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that Dr. Nathan Roberts Align Chiropractic used this, who I've also seen him and done some work with him and his wife as well. But, you know, and I like the analogy that he gave, that is that we all have different lenses and we need different lenses at different times. So someone may come to me and maybe they're really not ready for personal training, but maybe they need some help with how to prepare healthy meals, you know, and they need a plan. And, you know, or maybe they need to see a new holistic nutritionist or dietitian or, you know, so
I think we can all just refer out to each other. So
yeah.
I want to know from you, what, just taking it down to the most basic one answer, one item, what would you say is the most important step someone can take towards living a healthy life?
Ooh, boy, you really. One answer? Okay.
One thing.
Okay, what can one person do to live a healthier life? Is that what you was that the question?
What's the most important step, or maybe the first step?
Yeah.
Towards living a healthy life.
I think you know, boy, that's a tough one. I would say, you know, I work a lot with the heart chakra. Called anahata, meaning unbroken. So, and I would say becoming more in touch and listening, starting to listen to your intuition, because most people work from a very linear standpoint. And I would say most of us sideline, we put it on the bench, our intuition. So starting to become, listen to your intuition. So if your intuition says, you know, I should go for a walk today, go for a walk. If your intuition says, you know, I need to eat more fruits and vegetables, listen to your intuition. Your intuition says, I need to see a life coach. I've got some things going on. I need to straighten out. Go see that life coach. You know, that would be, I would say probably, because our intuition, you were even saying that before, our body knows. Listen to your body. You know, listen to your body.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And look at you. You managed to get in like four answers there, didn't you? all right. One more question. Who is your ideal client?
Who is my ideal client?
Well, obviously someone who listens to intuition that says, I should go see a holistic fitness trainer. No.
Yeah. You know, I think... You know, if I was to describe my, you know, ideal client or the clients that I'm seeing, typically my client are women, age, you know, typically 45 and older. And typically they're going through some type of a transition in life, whether it's, you know, a relationship change, divorce, death in the family, career change, something has triggered them.
Just put it out there, the change.
What's that?
I said, let's just put it out there, the change.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, so, and because of that, they then recognize that they want to improve their life. And, and I think typically the way I see this, my belief system is their spirit, their higher self, wants something better for them in their physical body. And so then they recognize that, okay, maybe that's taking a yoga class, maybe that's understanding my energy centers, maybe that's taking better care of myself through my diet and nutrition or preparing of meals, maybe that's starting my own garden or gardening, you know. So typically that's, my client is more holistic, looking at things from a broader perspective, if you will, because, you know, I'm not the personal trainer, as an example, you know, if you want to run a triathlon, I can refer you to some great personal trainers, or maybe you're more into functional fitness, I can refer you to some great personal trainers. I'm not that personal trainer. I'm more about, you know, putting a great routine for you together physically, but really working with you, balancing you, helping you to balance your mind, body, spirit. So, you know, we do that through yoga. We do that through diet, nutrition. We do that through affirmations. We do that through meditation, breath work, pranayama, and so forth. So, I mean, and, you know, but that's not to say, just as an example, I mean, I train teenagers. I just, I was on Facebook the other day and I saw this post with a client of mine that was a young man, recently had dropped out of college, very smart, was getting his degree in philosophy, was struggling with depression and anxiety, was overweight, was eating the wrong foods. And now, you know, I saw just a picture of him on Facebook, and you know, he's looking healthy, and his relationships, and you know, it makes me happy because I know that I was a catalyst in helping him in that direction, you know. And I think there again, it's that lens, right? That lens. So, you know, because sometimes we don't always see that to fruition. You know, we don't see that to fruition. We just see we are able to help them with one part. So maybe one part was learning to practice yoga, and then they learn to go see another yoga teacher or do that on their own, whatever that may be. But it really made me happy to see that, and I mentioned that. I Facebooked him, and I said, you know, you look great, so happy to see you. You could just see it in his energy. You know, I read energy, so I can see that, literally. And to see him being happy and shining and being open and, you know, spreading his wings and flying, really.
There's nothing like that feeling of seeing somebody that you, you know, and all you can say is, oh, look what you did. I'm so glad I could help you get there.
Exactly.
Right, but
and that's the thing is that you know as well as I do that that's the way we were created to be. That's the way we were created to be. Prosperous, abundant, happy, passionate, creative, you know, all things possible. That's the way we were created to be. We're not created to be the other with limitations.
To struggle and be sick and
Right, exactly.
So how can people find you if they're interested in working with you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, probably the best way is you can, you know, I'm on Facebook. You can Facebook simply Holistic Fitness. You can also call me at 810-772-9403 and or just Google me, you know, find my website, which is simplyholisticfitness.com, www.
And if you live in Ann Arbor, you'll see Carl's car driving around with a with a sign on it.
Yes,
like,
you will.
Carl.
Yes, you will. And I love that when people do see me and they'll beep and they'll wave at me. That's always fun. So yes, my name is on my vehicle and I am in Ann Arbor, but I do get about, you know, so within
so
about an hour driving, you know, diameter of Ann Arbor typically.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for chatting with me today. I just love interacting with you because you are not just a Renaissance man, but you do walk the talk. You, as they say, you smoke what you sell. You are probably one of the most energetic, alive people that I've met since I moved here to Ann Arbor, and it's just such a pleasure to talk to you.
Sweet of you. I appreciate that. And likewise.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so excited for you and all the great things that you are doing and, you know, looking forward to
your... Well, you're part of my village, so it's partly your help.
Yeah. Well, great.
Great. Okay. Well, we'll talk
to you
soon.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.